She'll probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance. In the sultry setting of Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, we bring you Bold Venture.
Well, I don't think it's a lot to ask you to do, Shannon.
Answer me a question, friend. How do you know what's a lot for me to do?
Well, if you ask me,
No one asked you.
Yeah, and no one asked me if they should make another Space Jam movie, and look how that turned out.
See here, Mr. Drew.
Personally, I'd like to go to Batabano. I came to Cuba to have the 1950s Ricky Ricardo experience. But all we've done is hang around your crappy hotel here in Havana.
Hey now, watch what you say about my hotel.
Well, it ain't the Tropicana.
You should take her there, Mr. Shannon. She'll like the town. My wife and I think it's one of the most interesting in Cuba. Don't we, Alice?
I loved it. And you'll get $100 for delivering the boat, Mr. Shannon.
Make it 100 and a quarter.
I don't know if an extra 25 cents will push your deal over the top.
I meant $125.
And a quarter?
All you want me to do is take that cabin cruiser back to its owner in Batabano? Why don't you do it yourself?
Alice wants to stay in Havana and shop.
Good plan, girl. Get out of this one-star hotel. It's 1951. Cuba is at its tourist peak. By 1959, Castro's forces will take over Havana, and then it's goodbye, Babalu.
It's going to be goodbye, Madison Standish, if you make another crack about my hotel.
Enjoy it while you can before all U.S. property is seized and you go crawling back to South Florida.
Maybe we should try to get someone else, Jimmy.
Make it 150.
Oh, I don't know, Shannon.
$137.50.
And 50 cents?
Better than a quarter.
All right, Mr. Shannon. Here's the key.
There's one more thing, Mr. Drew. How do we get back to Havana?
Burrow ride a la the Brady Bunch Grand Canyon episode?
You can spend 20 hours on the back of an ass.
I have.
But I prefer a more modern mode of transportation.
The train. I stopped in on the way here and bought tickets. Just take the boat to Batabano and deliver it to Emilio Lopez. He'll be waiting for you when you dock. And here, give him this envelope, too. Then take the train home. Simple.
137.
And 50 cents.
And 50 cents.
Give it to him, Alice.
Mm-hmm. 120, 30, 37, and 50 cents.
Here's half a buck, Madison. Go buy yourself some nice clothes.
Oh, you should see me barter with the vendors in the market. For 50 cents, I'll come home with 2 dresses, 12 pineapples, and a monkey wearing a little vest who dances the Roomba.
Alice, you should see this movie. El Delight del Sultan. The Sultan's Delight. Very comical. Oh, the education you get nowadays for a centavos.
Why squander your hard-earned money in a penny arcade, Marty? For nothing, you can look at me.
I mean, have you seen these Arabian dancing girls?
Here's a dime. Go laugh yourself sick.
Hey, dream girl, don't be like that. You asked me to meet you here at the Penny Arcade. A fellow's gotta fill the time. That's why people come here, to spend their pennies. I should be different.
You are different, Marty. That's why I want you to look at me.
Oh, I live for a dream girl.
And because you're different, my husband Jimmy dies. Also his friend, Emilio Lopez.
So our path will be strung with flowers for the dead. You know what? I'm happy about the whole thing.
Jimmy, my innocent Jimmy. The dreary husband thinks I don't know what he's been up to.
Even a guy like him wants to think he owns a secret.
He thinks I'm sweet, ignorant, everything his wife should be. And I know he stole for me.
A cargo of silk stolen from a Batabano warehouse loaded onto Emilio's cabin cruiser. And from there to be transferred to a fishing boat.
But which fishing boat?
And therein lies a mystery, dream girl.
Maybe the name of the boat was in the envelope Jimmy gave Shannon.
So what's our next move in this mystery?
I wear widow's weeds for Jimmy and go to Barabano to give my condolences to Emilio's orphans.
As for me, I tickle Shannon with a feather for the name of a fishing boat. All right now, run home to Jimmy, girl. I got a penny that's burning a hole through a dream.
A nice cabin cruiser the man's got here, Madison. It's liable to be a chilly night. Why don't you go below and put something on the galley stove?
Excuse me, Mr. 1950s? Did you just tell the woman to go cook for you in the kitchen?
It'd be a lot easier to cook in the kitchen than up here on the deck.
Well then, allow me to be the first wave of the Cuban Revolution by refusing to bow to your tyranny.
Boy, when Sailor told me she'd met this, how did she put it? Adventurous spirit in Key West, who I absolutely had to take care of while she was away. She failed to mention the headache that came with the job.
So are you going to the kitchen to make us something warm? Because it is pretty cold up here.
On a boat, it's called a galley.
What's going on?
The door to the galley's locked.
Didn't that Jimmy guy give you a key?
That key isn't for the galley. It's for the ignition.
Ignition? Sailboats have ignitions?
This isn't a sailboat, made obvious by the lack of a sail.
Oh, excuse me if I don't know every part of a boat. Do I look like Popeye?
I don't know. Squint one eye like this. You, want something, mister?
You two don't know how lucky you are.
Being lucky is about perception. You might say I'm lucky for having such big breasts. But you don't have to struggle to find a bra in the 1950s pre-boob job era.
Well, they are lovely.
Oh, thank you. I know.
But I meant you two are lucky because you don't have to go to Barabano tonight.
Oh, is that right? Please, tell me more.
Jimmy Drew told me to catch you here before you left. Said for you to give me the envelope he gave you, and I'd take the boat to Barabano myself.
Envelope? What envelope?
Come on, give it to me.
Why should Drew suddenly change his mind?
Maybe Alice forced him to. He did seem pretty whipped.
Come on, come on! Let's not play around! Off the boat, kiddies! Before I have to...
Now then, Madison. Didn't he say something about tossing somebody?
Like toss his salad? I'll give you my answer in English and Spanish. No.
Well, I heard him. Grab an arm and a leg.
Not even for the whole 137.50.
Big help you are. Now, let's go to Barabano.
He was unconscious and you threw him into the ocean? Did you just drown that guy?
Come on, Madison, full ahead.
I'm serious. I can't afford another run-in with the Federales. I do not want to go back to Guantanamo Bay.
Hi, hello. Buenos dias, chiquita.
Buenos dias, senor.
Ah, look. The entire red light district turned out to welcome you. Quite the ho-coming.
Well, I'm liked here, Madison. I left many fond memories in Barabano.
And probably took home a few STDs.
Over here! To enjoy my boat! Therefore, to our slate, Shannon?
Yeah, if you're Emilio Lopez.
Si! I am he! And she is my boat!
Here, I'll give you a hand. Come on, Madison. If you won't cook in the galley, then how about you help by grabbing that rope?
And get a blister on my hand? Do I look like a 13-year-old boy?
I don't think you want me to answer that.
I told you, it's hard for me to find bras in the 1950s.
Gracias, Senor Channon, for delivering my boat to me. You are a very good messenger boy.
It's as pretty and fresh as when I got her, Lopez. Take a look around if you want.
Who is this who stands before my eyes? This delicious equipment you brought with you.
Huh?
He means me. How sweet of you to call me delicious equipment. You make me sound like the slushy machine at 7-Eleven.
I am already dizzy in the head from this delicious one.
Speak up, Speaking of delicious, I haven't had my cafe con leche yet this morning. How about we hand over your boat so Madison and I can grab a little breakfast?
See, but first, the matter of finance. For your exquisite manner of special delivery.
Don't worry about it, Emilio. We've already been paid. Drew paid it.
He did not mention to you the matter of a bonus which I have locked in the galley and for which the key hangs around my neck?
Well, I'm not one to quibble about a bonus.
I don't want a bonus if it's in the galley. My last boss gave the staff microwavable ramen noodle cups as a Christmas bonus. Like, I'm already living off of ramen from what you pay me. But thanks! Maybe all that extra sodium will finally give me heart disease and end the misery of my working for you.
I am confused. You still wish to have the bonus?
Yeah. Don't mind her. She's a little seasick in the head.
Delicious. I get the bonus.
Emilio, I'm supposed to give you this envelope from Drew.
I know. I wait for it. But first, I unlock the lock, swing wide the door, and...
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I'm standing right next to you.
Then what did he do?
He died. That's what he did.
Why did you do that?
It wasn't by choice. He was shot dead with this gun, see? Rigged up as a booby trap. When the galley door opened, it caused this tricky setup to pull the trigger. Designed to kill whoever opened that door.
And you tried to make me go in the galley last night! My hate for cooking saved my life.
Probably saved my life, too, since I'd have had to eat whatever you cooked.
I've only put one third-grade classroom in the hospital.
I don't get it.
Well, apparently, you can't leave 2 dozen cupcakes with cream cheese frosting in your locker until after school, or the janitor will go through his entire supply of vomit sawdust.
I was referring to Emilio. He was the only one with a key to the galley. Someone wanted him dead. And I'm guessing the contents of this envelope Drew wanted me to deliver to him is tied to it.
So open it.
Might as well. He's got no use for it anymore.
And the winner is...
Ella Wiley.
Who's Ella Wiley?
Right now, she's a girl's name on a slip of paper that got a man killed.
Just one man killed? She must not be all that.
Cut it out, Madison.
What?
What you're doing with your fingernails. Cut it out.
I'm filing my nails after I broke one moving that Emilio guy's body. Acrylic nails won't be invented until 1954, so I gotta deal with my natural nails. And now they're all uneven and the polish is chipped. Look, don't even with me. I'm having a personal crisis right now.
Can't you just wait patiently for the train? You're making me nervous.
You must get nervous a lot. Look at your cuticles. You chew your fingernails, don't you?
Stop kidding around.
Who's kidding? By the looks of them, you had fingernails for lunch.
Just sit still and stop making yourself obvious.
Says the guy pacing nervously. Are you afraid the whole police force at Barabano has figured out by now that we were the two on that boat?
Nah. The people who wave to me are my friends. If a cop mentioned my name to any of them, all they'd do is shake their heads.
Well, how much longer till the train leaves for Havana?
Soon. Wait a minute.
What?
I'm not the only one pacing nervously on the train platform. Come with me.
Wait! I'm still working on my nails!
Buy you a magazine, Mrs. Drew?
Oh, Mr. Shannon.
Slate! I only finished the nails on my left hand. My right looks like one of those skeezy guys who grows his nails long to finger-pick guitar. Ugh.
And Miss Standish. Well, am I glad to see the two of you. I've been looking all over for you.
What are you doing here?
And do you know where I can find a good manicurist?
I'm here because Emilio... It was in the papers. I came here to find you to ask you about it. The papers were vague.
Who rigged that booby trap in the galley? You or your husband?
I'm guessing her husband, because her fingernails are all intact. Seriously, girl, those nails are lit.
Thank you.
And who is Ella Wiley?
Ella Wiley?
Who is she?
And does she know a good manicurist?
Madison, if I buy you a pair of gloves, will you lay off the fingernail talk?
From the guy who chews hangnails like gum?
Oh, Mr. Shannon, believe me, I don't have the least idea what you're talking about. I drove down to Barabano as soon as I heard about Emilio. But a booby trap? Ella Wiley? The paper said nothing about it.
Maybe your husband knows. He's still in Havana?
I left him there. I suppose he's still there.
Ooh, sounds like trouble in paradise. Did he cut off your spending limit, sweetie?
No, he wanted to rest, so I left him at the hotel in Havana.
Well, don't you run away from Havana either, Mrs. Drew. The joint would get empty without you.
Seriously, girl, where did you get your nails done? I know 1950s nail polish can cause allergic reactions, skin irritation, nervous system and respiratory problems, carcinogenic effects, and even reproductive concerns. But I love that shade of pink. That Alice woman offered to give us a ride back to Havana. Why'd you make us take the train? Smells like spoiled plantains in here.
Because I sent a wire to Drew telling him to meet us at the Havana Depot. And I want that meeting to be Sand's wife.
Well, I don't know how much longer I can stand being in here. I forgot that people always talk about how amazing Cuban cigars are. Like they're a delicacy. I don't think those people were sitting in a closed train car for 3 hours with secondhand cigar smoke.
You just need to hold your breath for a few more minutes and we'll be in Havana. Hey, what's happened?
I fell on the floor. That happened.
We must have hit something.
Was it the side of Hemingway's house? Because I think I hear bells tolling. Oh, my head.
Whatever it was, it's drawing a crowd. Come with me.
What is it? Why is everybody running?
Oh, don't look. Just don't look.
Ew!
I told you not to look.
Like telling someone not to look has ever worked in the history of telling someone not to look? It guarantees someone is going to look.
Then take in a good eyeful of what used to be Jimmy Drew.
Well, at least you know he came down to meet the train. And the two have definitely been introduced.
We'll be back in a moment with the second act of Bold Venture.
I gotta do one of these things again. This is Canary of the Canary PI audio drama. I'm just a run-of-the-mill PI trying to make a buck for his next corned beef sandwich. A magnet for the strange. A lure for the macabre. Sometimes the worst kind of monsters are very human. Other times, it's unexplainable. Peculiar short stories with a revolving cast of colorful characters. Say that 10 times fast. Mixing noir, horror, mystery, and drama. Reach us at rpcanarypi.carrd.co or look up Canary PI in your favorite search engine. Gotta go. Lunch is here. Hey, where's the pickle?
Miss Madison, she bitch and moan to play the tourist and be Cuba shown. A man and his wife suggest Batabano for $137.50. Who could say no? She and Slate, they delivered the boat to the one who opened door, and I, he quote. Then in the choo-choo, Madison complain when a man goes squish under the train.
Oh, good. Musical improv. My favorite. Please tell me it's followed by an open mic night and a poetry slam.
I think that's all the sad songs we care to hear for one night, King.
I know no other way to grieve for the dead who are strangers to me, Mr. Slate.
I'll introduce them to you. A fisherman named Emilio Lopez and a husband named Jimmy Drew. Now that you're friends, how will you weep?
I'm afraid I cannot weep for them, Mr. Slate.
No?
No, because I am a regular on this show, and even in death, they got bigger scenes than me.
Sounds like you need a better agent.
You are telling me, sister.
Ella Wiley. How does a girl with a hometown name like Ella cause the violent death of two men, Madison?
I knew a girl named Ella once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Riveting story. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, well, there really wasn't much to tell. Just the usual stuff. She graduated high school, went to college, married a cult leader, shot 3 National Guardsmen before the FBI sharpshooter took her down and burned out the compound.
Glad I asked.
So why do you think these guys were murdered?
Murder? What makes you think Drew was murdered?
Because this is noir, and nobody dies of accidental deaths in noir. Where's the fun in that?
Well, I do think you and I are going to have to look further into this.
I am a very interesting character, you know. I spend my days observing the many people who come and go through the streets of Havana, but why ask me for assistance? Just leave me to watch over your broken-down hotel.
He really needs a better agent.
Alice?
That you, Marty?
Yeah. Holding you like this makes me glow all over.
Well, we'll have to get back to it. Right now, there's not a lot of time.
You seem worried, Dream Girl.
Running into Shannon and Madison on the train platform nearly ruined everything. That Madison wanted me to drive them back to Havana. She kept insisting she couldn't take public transportation.
Why couldn't she take public transportation?
The public.
Oh, now just relax. You gave the Bonobono police their names, didn't you?
Yes, but Jimmy was killed here in Havana.
An accident. Should have seen the look on his face, Alice, when I pushed him from the platform. When he was falling, you couldn't tell whether his face was meant for fright or ecstasy.
Listen to me, Marty. The Silk is on a boat named the Ella Wiley. We've got to be in Bonobono tonight to get it.
Tonight is 6 hours from now.
I'm nervous, Marty.
Then rest your head on my shoulder, Dream Girl.
I like it. It settles the nerves.
Don't waste another thought on those two patsies. They'll be in a Cuban jail while we're far away with that stolen silk.
Buenos dias, señorita.
Slate! You got a hotel customer!
Señorita, please, I need to tell
you... Wait, hang on. I'm only watching the front desk. Slate!
Just give him a room.
Was there an employee orientation I missed? You didn't train me how to check somebody in.
You misunderstand.
Dude, I do not put up with rude customers, which is the only reason I have bad Yelp reviews. My service is excellent.
How difficult is it to check someone in? Hand the man the register and tell him it's $3.50 a day. If he winces, let him have it for three.
Señor, por favor, this is important.
Important, eh? That brings the rates back up to $3.50.
$350 a night?
Señor.
$100? What is this, the Ritz? I meant $3.50.
I've seen your rooms. $3 is still high.
For the first time in my life, they send me to Havana with all expenses paid. And this is what happens.
You got an all-expenses-paid trip? You win a game show?
He's got an expense account, and he's complaining.
Maybe he won the dating game, but the girl backed out. If he came around the corner as my bachelor, I'd have been like, no bueno.
For 12 years, I've been on the police force in Batabano. And in 5 minutes in Havana, these two give me an ulcer.
For an ulcer, I'll knock the price back down to three.
Such generous criminalis.
Did he just call us tamales?
No, he called us criminals.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Not to me, it doesn't. You want to explain it, stranger?
As I say... I am from the Batabano Policia. You have stolen many crates of silk from a Batabano warehouse. Also has murdered Lopez, a fisherman with the treasured stolen silk on his boat.
Silk? Unless you're Macy's, I've never stolen silk from you.
All right, Buster, I'll bite. Who told you it was us?
Oh, it is a very jolly imposition. All the Batabano girls in my oficina. Pity it took me many hours to whittle out of them your name, Señor Shannon. I giggled it out of them.
And so?
Dude, hookers always talk.
And now you've come to giggle us into an arrest, huh?
No. I am only here to observe you until such time as you prove yourselves guilty, senor. As long as all my expenses are paid in Havana, take all the time you need.
A stakeout in my own hotel lobby. Wonderful.
I can pay for a room, perhaps with a view of the ocean and a lady's company, a senorita.
I hope your all-expenses-paid trip includes hospital bills.
Sorry to break it up, pal, but Madison and I are going back to Batabano.
I never get kicks on a case.
You weren't going to get any kicks on this case, either.
Go to Batabano. I follow leisurely. But take care, senor. There is a side of me that does not giggle.
If you show me that side, I'll have you arrested. So much for all your girlfriends in Batabano, Slate. They turned on you faster than shrimp Creole left in the sun.
Well, can I help it if a girl named Ella Wiley sneaks into the city without letting me know?
So what's the point of coming back here?
We're going to keep asking questions until we get the right answer. Hey, there's a woman over there who looks like she's been around for a while.
What a nice way of saying, hey, there's an old woman over there.
If I'm anything, it's tactful. Buenos dias, señora.
Buenos dias.
You know this waterfront pretty well?
Unlike my husband and my children, the waterfront has never failed me.
Ooh, her house definitely smells like kitty litter.
Ever heard of a girl?
At my age, mi chico, I have heard everything.
Let me finish, will ya?
Be nice. She's not used to talking to anyone who doesn't meow.
Ever hear of an Ella Wiley?
Si, senor. Last week, she was hauled out and scraped.
I had that done once at a Beverly Hills spa.
That's a custom in Batabano?
That is the custom with boats, where the underneath is stick to with barnacles.
Oh, man. I hate when I get barnacles. It'll leave a rash right on
What do you know, Madison? All day we've been looking for a girl when we should have been looking for a boat.
So she probably didn't need that prescription cream I had to use.
Senora, what kind of a boat is the Ella Wiley?
For fishing. One such as that one over there. And all the rest.
And where would I find the Ella Wiley?
Far down that way. Almost to the end. What interest do you have of this boat, senor?
He wants to make sure he didn't give her the barnacles.
I want to look it over. Maybe buy it.
Like the other senor. See?
What other senor?
Uh-oh, she's too timing you, Slate.
2 nights ago, a man was aboard her. For what reason, I ask myself. Now I know. Perhaps to buy it.
Tell me about the man you saw.
I confess it, senor. I did not notice clearly the man.
That was probably Jimmy Drew loading the silk. Entertain our new friend, Madison. I'm going for a walk.
Wait, what? You're leaving me with this Cuban cat lady?
I'm sure you both have a lot in common.
Slate! Okay, tell me about your cats.
Cats? Oh, no, senorita. I do not like cats. They upset my iguanas.
Oh, better. You're a crazy lizard lady.
Madison. Hey, Madison, wake up before they drag you in for vagrancy.
OMG, there you are. What took you so long?
Why, what happened? The old lady run out on you?
She had to go home and clean her iguana tank. Apparently, their poop carries salmonella. So, that's something I know now.
Couldn't help the delay. It took me 10 minutes to cut a shift mooring line and set her adrift in a lonesome sea.
None of the words in that sentence made any sense to me.
I cut the Ella Wiley loose, so she's floating out to sea.
If you wanted to lose a boat, I could have done that. To my knowledge, the boat full of German tourists from the Disney Jungle Cruise I drove has never been found. How we got out into open ocean from the theme park is still a mystery to me.
Well, I'm counting on a cop out for a moonlight dip finding this boat. That is, if he's kept in condition.
Yeah, that cop looked like a real Michael Phelps. After he quit competitive swimming and took up competitive eating.
Now I need you for one last trick to pull this all off.
I haven't pulled a trick off in years.
Didn't you notice the bucket of paint I'm carrying?
I did a topless film shoot where I was painted silver. So it was art, not porn.
Look, you see that fishing boat over there? The Lila V? A few clever strokes of this paintbrush, and Lila V becomes Ella Wiley.
You mean like a makeover? I've never done a makeover on a boat before. I did do a makeover on my little sister once. She wanted Marilyn Monroe, but I gave her Marilyn Manson. She got all mad about it, but the look worked better with her bone structure.
Just need you to turn the L in Lila to an E and the I to an L. That gives us Ella. Get it?
Oh!
Yeah, and in no time at all, we'll have Ella Wiley, a girl who never left home.
After I made my sister look like Marilyn Manson, she never left home. She looked so much like him that she started getting hounded by his fans. What can I say? I do good work. It is so cold up here. Can't we wait for them inside? I'll even cook something in the galley. How about a nice, piping hot bag of burnt microwave popcorn? It's my specialty.
What a bird brain you are. If they get us in the hold of this fishing boat, we'd never get out of there alive. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I think bird brain is the most old-timey insult I've ever gotten.
We gotta stay on the deck, plain and simple. If you don't like it, you can get out of this. I'll meet you back in Havana.
Jeez! I say I'm cold, and instead of being a 1950s gentleman and giving me your coat, you tell me to go home!
Guess you just found out I'm not much of a gentleman.
Dude, I think somebody's getting on the boat. What do? Hide?
We say hello to them.
We just say hello to the killers? That's the plan here? Okay, I see your bird brain and raise you a dumbass.
Well, hello, Mrs. Drew. And if it isn't the lad I dropped off a boat. Welcome, folks, to the good ship Ella Wiley.
What do you know, Alice? A ship full of heisted silk guarded by two monkeys.
I'm clearly Davy because I'm the cute one.
How did you two get here?
Oh, the usual way. Down the street, onto the dock, onto the ship. Is there any other way?
So, you found out about the ship too, huh?
Sure. Jimmy Drew, your now late husband, heisted a load of silk and stashed it on the Ella Wiley, then ran back to Havana.
I can't believe you're smuggling silk. You know silk is made from silkworms, not by silkworms. They have to kill like 7,000 silkworms in their cocoons to make 2 measly pounds of silk. You two have the blood of little baby silkworms on your hands.
All right, I'm tired of this.
Your gun doesn't make any difference. Put yourself in my place. I'm a guy who just happens to know the lady's husband because he hired me to take a cabin cruiser back to Lopez with a piece of paper that told Lopez where he hid the silk.
You should have given Marty that piece of paper before you went to Batabano. Then all of this wouldn't be happening to you.
Wait a minute, Alice. The boy's got something in his mind.
You've got a hole full of the silk, Marty. What do you need more killings for?
So many murdered silkworms.
Stop playing with them, Marty. Get rid of them.
You're a bloodthirsty girl, Alice. Must have been you who rigged that booby trap.
Picked myself a winner, huh, Shannon?
She cheated on her husband with you, Marty. Statistically speaking, she's 3 times more likely to repeat that behavior and cheat on you.
Why, you...
Relax, dream girl. I want to hear what Shannon is suggesting.
Well, I'm not hard to please, Marty. There's enough of that silk to take care of the time I spent keeping it for you.
Jimmy wanted the silk, too. Got him a railroad track.
Told you it was murder!
Yeah, I think we've all been in agreement about that.
I just wanted to point out that I was right.
We're not sharing that silk, Shannon.
Have a look, Marty. After all, Madison and me got here first. We could have run away with this boat.
Yeah, that's right, you could have. Let me go look at that silk. Cover them with your gun, Alice. I'm going down into the hold.
All right.
I do really like your nails. The color complements the mother-of-pearl handle on your gun.
Oh, thank you.
Alice!
What is it, Marty?
There's no silk!
Slate! Where are you going?
Let me out of here!
I'm gonna kill you, Shannon. I'm gonna shoot you and watch you die. Marty.
Hand me her gun, Madison.
I don't want to ruin her manicure.
The mortician can do a touch-up. Hand me her gun.
Ew. Okay. Dead person. Here.
Let me out!
Marty, you shot Alice, you hear me? Marty, you shot her. I've got her gun. Madison's going to open the door.
No, I'm not. He just shot her through the door.
Cool it. Throw your gun out first and come out with your hands up.
Okay.
Madison, hit the deck.
What?
Get down.
He was gonna do that?
Warm enough for you now, Madison?
Did you kill him?
Looks like it.
He was gonna kill us.
You'll pardon me if I prefer this ending.
Can we go back to Havana now? I came to Cuba to relax in paradise. If I wanted all this bloodshed, I could have just gone to Miami. This hammock is exactly what I needed.
Enjoy it while you can. Paper said it was going to rain.
Mr. Slate, Miss Sela is on the phone. She says she come back early from Key West.
She did, huh?
Yes, she needs you to pick her up at the docks.
Well, you don't mind if I leave you here, do you, Madison?
Tell her I said hey.
Great, I'll be back.
Can I get you anything, Miss Madison?
I could use another rum and coke.
Right away.
Hang on. Why are you laughing?
Who? Me?
Look, this was the best bikini I could find with my sizing needs.
Oh, no, it is not that, Miss Madison. You see, there was no phone call from Miss Sela.
What?
I made it all up so I could be in another scene.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Would you like to hear some guitar?
That would be lovely.
Madison, she be working so hard on her makeup show where she be the bard. Smoky eyes, too many she teach while she relax here by Cuba's beach.
Play it again, King Moses. Venture ran from March 1951 to May of 1952, producing a total of 78 episodes. Humphrey Bogart played Slate Shannon, and Lauren Bacall was the sexy Sailor Duval. The pairing for the series took elements from the many Bogart-Bacall films, specifically To Have and Have Not, in which Bogart was a boat owner in the Caribbean who reluctantly becomes romantically involved with Bacall. The character of King Moses was modeled after Bogart's relationship with Sam in Casablanca. The radio series was written by the prolific OTR writing team of Morton Fine and David Friedkin, and produced by Bogart's company, Santana Productions, named for his and Bacall's yacht, the Santana.
Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we have a Patreon. For only $5 a month, you can support the show and get some really amazing Madison exclusives. Link in the show notes. But hey, I know it's hard to financially support all your favorite shows. So really, just giving us 5 stars, a nice review, or a shout out on your socials means so much. Let's get the word out that women are funny. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Christy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Christy Talon Sage. Jerry Kokich appeared as Slate Shannon. Other actors in the cast were Chelsea Greer as Alice Drew, A.J. Cruz as Marty, James C. Taylor as King Moses, A.J. Fidalgo as Jimmy Drew, Jeremy Sage as Emilio Lopez, Kareem Cronfley as the Batabano Cop, Sharon Gruenwald as the Old Woman and Waving Girl, and Jonathan Winstead is our announcer.